break going on right now. Kids want to go other places and visit relatives and friends. His mother was very reluctant to let him go down south because you were dealing with Jim Crow. It was much different down in southern Mississippi than it was up here in northern Chicago. And so she tried to teach him before he left the lessons that he needed to know. If you see a white man or a white woman walking down the sidewalk, you step off into the street and you let them walk along the sidewalk. You say, yes, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know, she tried to give him all of the rules that he would need to survive under Jim Crow laws. But when he got down there, you know, Emmett was very playful, rambunctious, a jokester. And I've learned all this from my mom, who grew up and was in the home with him, as well as our other cousins, Simeon Wright and Wheeler Parker, and just different ones that you don't really hear about, who are other siblings that were down in Mississippi with Simeon. And he just, you know, they slipped away from church one Sunday and went to the store. And while they were there, somebody kind of said, I dare you. You're not going to whistle at this woman, and I dare you to do it, because, you know, he was boasting like he was the ladies' man, so to speak. You know, a little boy, like, yeah, I got girlfriends.
Right,
and
right.
He did a whoop whistle when they were exiting the store. And when he did that whistle, no one thought he would do it, especially the boys that were down south already. They took off, and they sped down the highway. There was a car coming behind them. They thought that was someone from the store town chasing them. And to hear Simeon tell the story of how they pulled the car over and they ran in the cornfields and hid because they were afraid for their lives. Well, a couple of days passed and no one had made mention of it, so they thought they were in the clear until one evening, it was late in the midnight hour, some gentlemen, J.W. Milam and Roy Bryant, came to the house with guns and flashlights, and they asked if they were looking for that boy from Chicago to talk funny because Emmett Till stuttered. And, you know, Papa Mose offered to pay them. You know, he was really trying to protect the children and the family, but they threatened to kill everyone in the home if they did not tell them which one was Emmett Till. And at that time, there were numerous children in the house. I think they were reported in the bed, like three or four of them in each bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they searched the beds. They went into the bedrooms and searched the beds looking for Emmett. They found him, made him get dressed at gunpoint, and took him from the house, and he was never seen again. So they drove him around down in Mississippi, and they tortured him. They beat him. We do a tour, and we went down recently and took some children, and he drove around. The drive was so long. It was such a long drive. And they showed his body off. They showed he was still alive at some points of this, you know, this journey, and they were showing off to their fans what they were doing to this black boy from up north. We're going to make an example out of him. It was reported there was so much blood in the back of the truck that they would tell some that they didn't want to know that they were out deer hunting, and that's how much blood was in the back of the truck. Well, they had beat him so profoundly.
Wow.
Then they shot him in the head. Mm. Now, his mother said she doesn't even know if the shot was warranted. Was he dead or alive already? You know, was he already dead? They shot him in the head, and they tied and lynched him with barbed wire and a gin fan around his neck, a 70-pound gin fan, and they tossed his body into the Tallahatchie River, never to be found again. But the Lord had another purpose and plan, and he was found.
Wow. Wow. Fast forward to 2013, a rapper by the name of Lil Wayne raps about Emmett Till and comparing the beating of Emmett Till to a sex act. How did you feel when you first heard that?
I was outraged. You know, the scenario was I'm sitting up, it's about 12 midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm doing research like I always do, trying to see what's trending in the news about Emmett Till because his name trends weekly. And it was Black History Month, so I wanted to see what was being said. And lo and behold, populates Lil Wayne and his lyrics about Emmett Till. So I'm like, oh, what's this about, you know? And when I read the line, I just couldn't believe it. I had to wake up my mother because I was staying with her because she was ill. And I said, Ma, you will not believe what I just found. And then I called the elders in the family, and I told, you know, the patriarch. I told him, Sonny Crosby, and all he could say was, He had that old-time moan, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I called Simeon Wright, and I played it for him. He came over to the house, and I played it for him. And all he could say was that the KKK would be very proud of Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Mm. You know, it was very alarming to think that someone would have the audacity to compare such a historical figure as Emmett Till and what happened to him, to the anatomy of a woman and how he was murdered. You know, comparing how he was murdered to even using him is deplorable and misogynistic already. But the idea that he would even use Emmett Till, who was murdered for whistling at a white woman, in a phrase like that, it was unbelievable. And, you know, it was almost like when you lose a loved one and you cry and you grieve, we all were grievous again. It was like he opened the casket of Emmett Till all over again for us.
Wow. Wow.
Now, he exhumed the body.
Wow. Did you ever get a phone call from Lil Wayne's manager, his people, him personally, anything?
Nothing at all. And, you know, I was maybe one of the few who still gave Lil Wayne the benefit of the doubt. You know, I said, okay, I'm going to give him time to right his wrong. But obviously, he doesn't have a response worthy to defend himself. You know, Muhammad Ali said, silence is golden when you can't think of a good answer.
That's so right.
Wow. Well, on the phone line, we are speaking to a spokesperson for the Emmett Till family. And you actually over the Mamie Till Mobley Memorial Foundation. You're president of the foundation, which is a foundation ran by the family, right?
Yes, primarily by the family.
Right.
The foundation is run by my mother. She's my co-founder and myself, Ollie Gordon. And then you have other family members, Dr. Marvell McCain Parker, who is the wife of Wheeler Parker. She's also on our board. And then, but we support one another. Whatever we do, we support one another as a family. And the overarching goal is to continue to educate, you know, our children. We want to motivate them and create an awareness of the issues that are affecting them.
Right.
You know, we point out, you know, we want our children to identify their own unique voices while teaching them how to effectively express themselves.
Mm.
It's our intent. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to commend you and tell you, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 45. And to hear you say, you know, you went to the elders.
Right.
You know, of the family. And that right there is commendable because we don't hear that anymore. You know, when I was coming up, I'm mixed, and on my black side of the family, we would hear things like that. You know, well, I'm going to the elders and da 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 da. Especially my southern rooted family members, and I'm just commending you on that, and I wanted to point that out.
Yeah. Can you tell me? Did L.A. Reid call the family? Because we heard that that L.A. Reid had called family members apologizing.
I was on a conference call with L.A. Reid and Reverend Jesse Jackson, who were very good friends with Mamie, and we're part of the breadbasket over at Operation Push. And L.A. Reid stated that he was not aware of what was going on. He didn't know that there was an unofficial release of the song, and he had not heard it yet. That's what he said. He had not heard it yet. And that he would never disrespect our history in such a manner, and that they would be removing the lyrics from the song. But let me just say that even though he said that and that's what they did, the damage has already been done.
Right.
That's why we support all efforts across the globe in an effort to do damage control, because the artists must be held accountable for their contribution to damaging the mindsets of our impressionable young children. You know, and I receive messages and I read tweets, and they're using Emmett Till now as a reference point to talk about sexually explicit things.
Right.
You know, people are sending me messages saying, I heard the song with the line of Emmett Till still being played, and I live here in Atlanta. I'm here in Philadelphia. And they're saying how it just impacted them and how they feel, and they apologize to us. But they can't, you know, people shouldn't have to apologize for Lil Wayne.
Right. Right.
But it's not their fault. So, you know, that's why right now we're about damage control.
Right.
That's what we're about. We need to reestablish an illumination, a light behind the name and legacy and memory of Emmett Till.
Wow.
We have to counteract what's happened.
And that's why we got you on the line, and we're definitely going to be teaming up with you on making sure that it's carried on. Tell me, how did you find out about the action that we took here?
Again, research, daily research, especially now since all of this has been going on. And I read an article that said that Lil Wayne and Rick Ross for band. And, you know, and I immediately wanted to reach out to you guys because you were the first station that I know of to take such a profound stand and do the right thing. You know, you set the precedent for other stations, other people in the industry, whether it's the label execs, the labels, endorsements. You know, how can you endorse artists who are not standing for something positive and are basically contributing to all of the turmoil that our children are in? We need to resurrect our children in the black community. So we've got to stand together in solidarity, and we've got to go out here and join together and unite to fight this in whatever manner possible. You know, I believe that I don't necessarily believe in boycotting. That's why I didn't launch a boycott. We did say in the beginning we would boycott, you know, if Lil Wayne didn't remove the lyrics. But I am about mobilization. And obviously, it seems like at this point, many have already launched boycotts, and we support all efforts. We support everyone's efforts. And again, we appreciate everything that they're doing, not just because of Lil Wayne and what happened to our family, but because of the state of emergency that we're in right now as a people.
Right. Wow. Wow. How can people get involved with the Emmett Till, with your family Memorial Foundation of the Mamie Till Mobley Memorial Foundation? How can they get involved with it?
Right now, if they could just follow us on Twitter at Emmett Till Talks, or find us on Facebook, Mamie Till Mobley Memorial Foundation, or subscribe to our website, MamieTillMobleyFoundation.org. That's the beginnings. We are launching some initiatives that we were already working on. We've just had to kind of illuminate a greater need in one area or another because of what has happened. But I also, you know, I think it would be great. I think it's time for another collaborative song like Self-Destruction or We Are the World, a song that encompasses the struggles our children are confronted with today. You know, a song that restores light to the name and legacy and memory of Emmett Till. So at some point, you know, so many artists have already reached out to us. So that's one thing that we're looking at trying to develop and design is another collaborative song of artists to right this wrong.
Now, you told me that a lot of the artists have reached out to you, but have not went publicly with the disapproval of Lil Wayne's words.
Some of them have. Many have. Some of them haven't, and some I may not be aware that if they have or if they haven't. They just really expressed that they wanted to support the family in whatever effort that they could, you know. So I know that several have put out, I know one for a fact is Vigilante. He's actually, he did a rap called Emmett Till. You can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
And he did that several years ago. He worked with Mr. Alvin Sykes, who helped get the Emmett Till bill in place. He helped the family with that. So he's outward with his. But there are some, and I don't want to name them because I don't know who really is officially, you know, out with it and who's not, you know, so I feel like it's not my place to put them out there. Okay. Let them come, you know, and put themselves out there when they're ready.
Wow. Well, I expect some other stations. I have talked to some other program directors, and they're evaluating. It takes a lot of effort to pull a song because you got a lot of songs where they might collaborate with people on, and so you slowly, you know, get those songs. But it takes time, and it's going to take some work. But one thing for sure that I can tell you that the conversation is starting to happen now.
And oh, definitely.
There's conversations on TV, radio, print, web. And not just national conversation, international conversation is happening right now on accountability for what we say.
Yes, and I think, you know, again, like I said, you know, Emmett Till wasn't the first to be murdered like he was in Mississippi in 1955, and he's not the first who's been disgraced in lyrics used by different artists, but it seems like Emmett Till, his memory and his legacy illuminates a greater purpose, a greater need. And it's ongoing. It's ever trending. So what Lil Wayne did was just, you know, opened up Emmett's casket to say, hey, there's a need again. You know, Emmett's like, okay, his spirit is speaking. There's a bigger picture. There's a greater need right now. We need to come together to eliminate the negativity that's impacting our young people.
Erica, if Lil Wayne was listening right now, what would you say to him?
You know, I don't want to get emotional because I'm not a weak woman. But this is very hurtful. I just think that whatever the intent was, if it was to be cruel, if he meant to do what he did, if he didn't, whatever the case, it's never too late to right your wrong. And especially when you have thousands and millions looking up to you and their youth, their young people, impressionable children, to see you take a stand to right a wrong, that is something. That's a legacy in and of itself. You can change the hearts and minds of young people just by doing the right thing now. You know, wow. And if Mamie can forgive J.W. Milam and Roy Bryant for what they did to her baby, and she did, her very last public appearance, it's on YouTube, you can see it. Visit our the Mamie Till Mobley YouTube channel. You'll see where she's talking about how she forgave them.
Wow.
But their lives deteriorated. We never received judicial justice as a family. Wow. They were never convicted even after admitting to the crime, and it was printed in Look magazine a couple of months after the trial in 1955.
Wow.
You know, so if she can forgive them, you know, she says she forgave them, I can forgive Lil Wayne.
Wow. Thank you, Erica. I noticed a lot. We're going to continue to talk and keep in contact. I want to do some events. I want our kids in our mentorship program to go through that tour.
Definitely.
That tour.
Definitely.
That you have down in Mississippi so they can learn.
It's a two-part tour, and all that's a part of the Red Alert. We've been doing that all along, but we just renamed it to the Red Alert program because of the state of emergency that we're in. The biggest thing that was illuminated from this was the lack of education, the lack of knowledge. So what we do is we continue to educate people on the legacy of Emmett Till. We conduct workshops, and we do two city tours here in Chicago and Mississippi. You can do them together or you can do them separately. And we highlight and take you to the points of interest regarding the history of what happened to Emmett Till.
Wow.
And who he was as a boy.
Thank you so much. You got me there. I didn't know that the Emmett Till, your auntie, forgave those folks.
I admonish you to actually go to the YouTube channel, visit our website. There are some videos on our website as well. And just listen to her words. You know, one of the videos that we have on the front page of our website that talks about the Emmett Till player is one of her great triumphs, because she turned her tragedy into many triumphs. And that's what we do as a foundation. We continue the legacy of turning tragedy into triumph. And she stays in there. She wants to get these kids off the dope, out the gangs. You know, it's about the children. It's always been about the children with our family.
Wow. Erica Gordon Taylor, thank you so much for your time. We will, promise you, we will do this tour, and we will try to see what we can do to collaborate on the mentorship program, because we know, I believe your program is very enlightful, reading that the mission of it. And that CD, that sounds good. That sounds like a good idea, a nationwide CD with all these superstars.
To counterproduct all the negative works that are out here right now, the degradation of women, you know, to restore respect to our girls, restore respect to our culture. I think that would be a big success, you know, and I think if we can pull that together, and I would love to have Stevie Wonder spearheaded, because he was the first to come out, and he's the ambassador of all ambassadors, if you ask me,
right,
in the industry, and he took a stand and spoke out and supported our family when the news first hit.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Erica, thank you. Make sure you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Whatever you need, we're here.
All right. God bless you.
Okay.
There you go, Muskegon. Erica Gordon Taylor from Emmett Till family. She mentioned Rob, self-destruction.
Yeah, she also mentioned another artist too.
Yeah. I'm going to play self-destruction.
Okay.
We all agree tonight, all of us
Afternoon Jams.
Agree that America has a very serious